Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman to talk about acquisition of new fire engines and equipment for their fleet.
So you're back in the market for a new ladder truck, and can you give us an idea of what you're looking for?
Yeah, what we're looking at is as a used ladder truck that's still got a lot of use left in it. We're really conscious about not just buying any ladder truck. It's got to fit our needs. It's something that has to fit in our station. It's something that we have to be able to get around town. And it also has to have the reach that we need to be able to reach the top of the buildings that we have in town here.
And I believe you're also trying to lower the city's ISO rating. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah. What we looked at when we got here, we established some goals and some priorities. And one of the things we talked about was our ISO rating, which is kind of how fire departments are graded, with one being the best, 10 being the least points that you can get in that grading system. Knoxville was sitting at a 6, and by doing some of this that we're looking at, I think realistically we can easily get to a 4 or 5. I think a 4 is definitely within our reach. By lowering our ISO, that's what insurance companies use when they establish their premium cost for like your homeowner's insurance or your commercial fire protection insurance.
From a tactical standpoint, what would a ladder truck be used for? How would it be useful?
It has a lot of different uses. Obviously most everybody thinks big fires, it goes up. But it's also going to add more tactical advantages to our rescue capability. With water rescue, we can use it to get somebody out of the water without sending people into the water. If we have somebody down below a grade, this ladder can actually go 10 degrees below grade to help get people out of certain areas. Grain bin rescues. So it's a lot more than just your regular fire response.
Also, you're looking at adding new apparatus next year, a new engine. Can you tell us what the specifications would be for that and how you would go about constructing that?
We got a new engine. It's ordered. It'll be here in approximately 11 months. It's an engine that the truck committee went through, focused mainly on community needs over wants, with safety for the community and safety for the firefighters being the top priority. It's going to be a dual featured apparatus. It can be an engine or it can be a tanker or both. So we're kind of killing two birds with one stone with this piece of equipment. It's a truck that we feel will be a lot more user-friendly for both Knoxville and the surrounding areas than any of the equipment we have already.
Down the line, what sort of equipment are you looking to add in the future?
Basing off of our last ISO report, Knoxville needs to have a fire flow of 3,500 gallons per minute. So with the new engine that we are buying at 1,500 gallons per minute, the used ladder that we're looking at for 1,500 gallons a minute, then we're also looking at adding what they have, or what they call is like a mini pumper / rescue truck, which will also be 1,500 gallons a minute, which will give us the pump capacity that we need for our ISO.
With all these apparatus, do you have enough room in the firehouse that you have, or would a possible expansion be necessary at some point?
We do have the room. We will have the room for the equipment that we're looking at. Some of it, we are going to look at trading in some of the apparatus we have now on some of the new equipment, which will give us the room for the equipment we're getting.
And one other item, the rescue truck. What sort of condition is it in, and would it have a potential resale value down the line?
The rescue truck we have is about 8 years old. It's due to be replaced in about another 10 or 12 years. It's going to last that for sure. It only has about 6,000 miles on it. It doesn't get used a whole lot. So when we are looking at this new form, this new setup, we're going to be using a lot of the equipment that's on that, on the mini pumper and the ladder truck. So that piece of equipment won't be necessary anymore, and it'll either get traded in or sold off, or either that, or you just use it till it starts to cost us money and it's no longer feasible to keep running anymore.
Thanks to Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.